try to obey the Lord tonight and to do that, the hit had me too. And we do got one verse that's on our heart today. And so we'll just try to read it and then try to go and do what the Lord would have us to. Don't know exactly what we'll do or how long we'll stand, but we're not able to do much of anything. But I'm glad that we got a God that can tonight. So y'all just pray for us. And in Psalms in chapter 146, we'll read there in the fifth verse. And Psalms in 146 in the fifth verse is said, happy is he that hath God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. And that's all that we'll read here today. And it has said that whose hope is in the Lord his God. And happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help. And you know, tonight I'm glad that he wasn't just that of the God of Jacob there, but I'm glad today that he is my God today. I'm glad today that the Bible says there that he is there no respecter of person today. Then that we read in the Bible, the one that shall went through all the trials and all the tribulations and all these things that God has brought through. Great things there. I'm glad tonight that we serve that the same God I'm here tonight that they served back then. I'm glad tonight that he is my God tonight. He is there where my hope lies tonight. I'm glad tonight that I don't have and I have hope down here in this world tonight. For there's been many that shall let me down. There's been lost tonight. The said is there for me. But when I really need them, I was looking for them. And there's nowhere to be found tonight. But I'm glad every time that I needed God there in my life, all I've had to do is to reach out to him. And he's right there to give me the touch that I needed. And you know tonight, when you don't have a hope in anything else tonight, you can be happy tonight. If you got hope in the Lord tonight, friend, you know I thought about that little one over there, that woman that had issue of blood, said that she had went everywhere, she had spent all she had, didn't have any pain left there. And nobody was able to help her. But one day she heard about a man called Jesus that was going to be coming by down her way. And when she reached out to him, he reached out to her that day that she was able to have a hope tonight. And that virtue come out of him. And I'm glad tonight that if we'll just reach out to him, that he'll reach out there unto us tonight. A lot of us tonight is wondering why the Lord don't help us. We're wondering why the Lord's not there for us. When's the last time that you reached out unto the Lord? When's the last time that you asked the Lord for help? Is the Lord tonight the one you've had your hope in? Or you've been putting it somewhere else tonight? Have you been thinking you're just going to get through it some other way? See, friend, tonight, we can't make it there on our own. And not one of us tonight, we wasn't built to do that. But I'm glad tonight that we do have a God that'll be there with us all the way. And if we'll reach unto him, he'll take us there by the hand, and he'll carry us through that is a tough time here in this life. We don't have to go through it alone. But he said, I'd never leave you. I'd never forsake you. I'd be there with you always tonight. And I'm glad tonight if we'll have hope in him. He'll be there with us there tonight. We don't have to go anywhere. But there's a lot of people tonight that's going around tonight. They're sad. They're discouraged. They've got all these problems in their life. But situation there in our life, I guarantee you that it'll be a whole lot better than anything we could do ourselves. Tonight, if we could just put our hope and our trust there in Him tonight, knowing that He's able to bring us through all things. You know, Moses, when he's over there, Moses had a hope there in him. Moses, every time when they was there in the wilderness, and there everybody was, they're discouraged. Saying, Moses, why bring us out here that we might die? Don't God even care about us anymore? But Moses knew that God still cared. Moses had a hope. They're going to a better country where the Lord was directing them to. Sure tonight, the Lord gave us the same hope tonight that one day we're going to a better country. But friend tonight, He never said it was going to be easy all the way there tonight. Sometime we just might find ourselves there wandering through the wilderness every now and then. Sometimes we may be out there and the world's coming up against us, saying, why in the world are you trying to live the way you're trying to live? It ain't going to help out nobody. But just keep your hope tonight and go on and reach out unto Him. That's our hope has been there every time. And then they come up and started the Molly Grubs and all of this stuff. And Moses got down on his knee and asked God to intervene in the matter. And then he reached out and there he smote the rock. He gave them everything there that they stood in need of, because He had the hope that He needed tonight. And friend tonight, you might be there tonight. You might be going through the wilderness. You've got the promise of going to a better land. Get there. I know a lot of times it seems that way in our life that we're just going around and going around and going through the same thing. I wonder why in the world that we got all the problems, that we got all the troubles that we go through. A friend and I'm glad to tell you that them troubles and them trials, they'll mold and make you to be the fit subject that God would have you to be. If it wasn't for those trials, if we wasn't there in His hand tonight, we wouldn't be able to be to do that He'd have us to. But I'm glad tonight that when we're going through that wilderness, that we're not alone, but He's right there with us the whole way. When this going through it, the cloud was there before and the war there was behind God was with them all the way through it tonight. He'll be with you tonight. If you'll just put your hope in Him tonight, you might be going through something tonight that you don't know how you're going to make it through. Just reach out to the Lord. Put your hope and your trust in Him tonight. I guarantee you tonight that He'll bring you through, and you can be happy and rejoice tonight because your hope is in the Lord tonight, and knowing that you have the same God that Jacob served. You have the same God tonight that the three Hebrew children served. You got the same God tonight that Israel served, that brought them into the land of Canaan. You got the same God tonight that was with Daniel in the lion's den. And He is the same God tonight. And all of these things He's done for everyone. And you know tonight, Job, it's the same God he has. Sure, he went through things down here. But if you read, he had more than he ever had there at the end. You know tonight, God was with him the whole time because Job never lost his hope in the Lord. Job never lost it. His wife told him he ought to. I said, well, Job, why don't you just curse the Lord and die? He said, but you speak like a foolish woman. You know tonight, no matter
what people try to tell you tonight, no matter what people try to tell you, when things get hard, don't give up on the Lord tonight. Don't do that tonight. Be happy tonight. You're going to have to trust in Him tonight. Put your hope in Him tonight. For He is where our help comes from. He is our hope, our trust. He is everything we need tonight if we'll just trust in Him. Maybe tonight somebody feels the need of prayer. Maybe tonight somebody has lost their hope in Him tonight. I guarantee you, if you'll just reach out to Him tonight, the virtue of Him can go out into you tonight. If you reach out unto Him, I guarantee you He'll reach back unto you tonight. He'll be there for you. If they'll come, get a verse of a song.